have not been doing anything to try and attack him. But I mean, if he attacks us as he has done, well, we will be left with no option but also to respond. And our response is that all he is talking about are falsehoods, which have no basis whatsoever, saying Mamjuru was campaigning to host him through assassination, or we were also involved in the plot and so. I mean, it's hogwash, because we have never been involved in this kind of thing. I have known Mamjuru for over 30 years, 40 years, since during the struggle. We never sat down to plot against the president.
He is also alleging that you have a history of plotting against him, and that he single-handedly brought you back into the party.
You can't say I have a history of plotting against him. Who recommended that Mugabe should be a head of the Liberation Struggle? Is it not me? I use my influence and power while still in Zambia in 1976 that Mugabe should be the one to take over after Stolle had been pushed out and after Takawira had died. And I use my influence to push Narede Chimurenga and other members who were detained at Mpima that Mugabe should take over. And he took over and was very happy that he was getting power. Then after that, he goes on a rampage of arresting fighters who in Zipa detained them. And then finally he comes to us and he says, we're organizing a coup against him. When he came here in Zimbabwe, our name Stolle was plotting to host him or to push him out. Tsvangirai was also organizing a coup. We had a court case where they say Tsvangirai was plotting a coup. Joseph Gomo was plotting a coup. Davengwa was plotting a coup. And now it's Mamjuru plotting a coup. Why did that always it's a coup against him? There must be something wrong. And some of us believe that if the person of power, he wants to protect himself by accusing other people of fomenting a coup.